Thanks for listening to Lincoln Live. I'm Ward Jacobson. Joining me today in the studio, since Nebraska's off this Saturday, we wanted to give you a little bit of a Husker football fix. Paul Jacobson from Wahoo is with us today, and like many people in this area, Paul enjoys his Husker football. In fact, he collects Nebraska football video and audio recordings. His audio tapes consist of over 1,000 hours of football going back to the late 50s. And with no game this Saturday, we really felt it was our obligation to fill the void. So Paul is with us today on Lincoln Live, and he's brought along some of his vintage recordings, which we'll hear throughout the show today. Paul, I'm glad you're here. I've been looking forward to this, and I know this is going to go quick, so we want to move right into it. Would you call this an obsession or a hobby for you? Because obsession's kind of a strong word. But
yeah, well, I'd call it a hobby, but I do have a passion for it. I get very excited when I find new discoveries, because my collection has gotten to encompass so many years and so many hours that when I find something new, I do get pretty excited about it. So I guess I'd call it I'm pretty passionate about my hobby, let's say.
Do you remember the first game you listened to?
I remember listening to games as a kid, and it was Lyle Bremser, of course. And I think a lot of my tapes are Lyle Bremser, and I think a lot of that is simply because KFAB signal is so strong.
And did you grow up in Oahu too?
You know, I actually grew up on a farm outside of Lincoln, a little town called Firth.
Where
the tornado just went
through
Norris High School is where I graduated.
But I think, like a lot of farm kids, though, because I grew up on a farm too, it was Lyle Bremser. I'd be outside, and I'd have a radio, and I'd have it turned on to KFAB and listening to Lyle Bremser.
Sure. You know, and we did a lot of outdoor activities, and when the game was on, you know, we'd prep our, we had an old pump house that we'd have to prep for winter. And we would always have Lyle on the radio. And, of course, hunting season was going on. We'd have Lyle in the coming out of the trucks, you know, as that was going on. So I think most people that I've dealt with, them, as far as the hobby goes, whoever they listen to as a child is who they're the most fond of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why some people, adults, they're not real wild about the new guys. They're wild about Lyle Bremser, Dick Perry, Don Gill.
It's tough. I mean, it's tough to fill in those shoes.
Exactly.
I mean, it really is, because you're right. It's a lot of that's history. People grew up with them, and they're not apt to want to change.
Sure. Well, and the thing is the people who are listening to Jim Rose now, that listen to Kent Pavelka, that listen to Warren Sweeney, 20, 30 years from now, that's who they're going to be fond of. That's who their favorites are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of, like I said, I think it just kind of is reflecting on their days of youth, I think.
Yeah. When did you start collecting all of this stuff then?
Well, I started, you know, that's funny you ask that, because I was trying to think exactly when I got started with all this stuff, and I think it was about 1983, as near as I could get it narrowed down, somewhere in there. I acquired a tape. I wanted to see the 1971 Nebraska-Oklahoma game again. So bad, because when that game was played, I was 9 years old. Here I was older now, where I could appreciate the football strategy, what was going on as far as the magnitude of the game, the downs, the distance, and so forth. And when I finally got that game and got a chance to watch it, I kind of got the hunger to find other games. And that's kind of where it all came from. And then it started off with a few, and then I started to get into the audio portion of the football tape. So I guess back in 83 when I first got the game of the century.
Starting to get eerie, Paul. I just realized I was 9 years old during the game of the century. Lived on a farm.
Yeah.
Jacobson's my last name.
Yeah.
Like audio, into audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of similarities going here.
Yeah.
If I said, okay, if I threw out a particular game, would you be able to put your hands on that? I mean, what's your organizational skills like as far as cataloging these and keeping these in order?
Yeah, I've got them organized. They're all on cassette, and it's a big job, but I need to get them digital. I need to get them on CDs so I can preserve some of the sound quality, but I've got them organized chronologically at home, and I've also got backup copies, because I know some people who have played cassette tapes and a certain tape player, you know, the tape gets crunched.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to have that happen to the only copy that I had. So I've got backup copies of everything I've got. But when you deal with tape, and you start making copies, you get some background hiss and some distortion. And so that's why I need to get things transferred digitally.
Well, we want to get to our first audio cut here, and we'll talk some more about other things going on as, you know, around these. But you brought a CD, and you put together, what do we have here, nine? Eight. We have eight cuts, and we'll try to get to all of these. But
sure,
let's just start
sure.
at the top and give
sure.
us a quick little setup on this first one we're going to hear. It goes back to 1960.
And this is 1960. This is Nebraska versus Army. And the interesting part, in fact, the first two tracks are from 1960. And it's Lyle Bremser and Joe Patrick. And as I listened to these tapes, what I discovered was they switch jobs as the game goes on. One would do play-by-play for the first quarter, and the other one would do color, and then they would switch duties in the second quarter. So the first tape is from the 1960 Army game, and it involves Pat Fisher. And apparently he hits an Army receiver rather hard, which Lyle describes.
And he did that a lot. He was a little guy, but, boy, he was spunky.
Yes, yeah. Yes. He was known for being a rather vicious tackler, from what I understand. And so
a little rearranging of the uniform number here.
Yeah,
this is fun.
Yeah, Joe Patrick mentions the Army receiver doesn't quite wear his number 18 anymore.
Here's Lyle Bremser and Joe Patrick from the 1960 Nebraska Army game.
Their right end splits wide right. Blander, the quarterback, sends Kirschenbauer in motion to the right. He's calling a starting count. He fakes off to the fullback. He's running to the right. He's hit. He got the ball away, but he was incomplete, and Pat Fisher really put the smackaroo on it. Well, there's that great little kid, Joe. Boy, that kid is always where he's needed.
Look at his jersey, Lyle. He hit him so hard that it looks like a B now instead of an 18. He shoved the one right up against the 8. I guess it's the way that the jersey fits in the front, but he knocked his shoulder pad around, and it actually looked like he came back wearing a B.
Joe Patrick and Lyle Bremser. Now, Joe Patrick, of course, would go on to WOW, right? Was that correct?
You know,
is that how that worked?
That could be. Joe Patrick, I've got Joe Patrick affiliated with several radio stations, TV stations, and so I'm not quite sure where Joe went.
Because I think at one point, you know, you had, back in the day, you had three or four, and I should know this, originating broadcasts. I know here at KFOR we had an originating broadcast,
sure.
KFAB, KLIN, and I believe WOW. I think
sure.
there were four originating broadcasts of
sure.
Nebraska football.
Yeah, I know. And that was probably nice that folks had their choice of who they wanted to listen to. And, of course, a lot of their choice was dependent upon what signal came in the strongest.
Let's move on to our next clip here. And this is the same same tandem, same year, in fact, but a different game.
Yeah, this is from 1960 also, and this is Oklahoma. And a lot of people obviously remember the 1959 Nebraska-Oklahoma game because it ended that long Oklahoma conference winning streak.
78 games, I think, wasn't it, or something
so
like that?
It was 74 games, or a couple ties involved in there.
Okay.
But it went for 74 games, but a lot of people don't know that in 1960, Nebraska also beat Oklahoma. Oklahoma got off to a 14-0 lead. Nebraska came back, and this was probably the key run of that game. This is Bill Thunder Thornton. Nebraska ran out of the old T formation, and I mean it was line plugging, boring football, and
just the way Nebraska fans liked it.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but here in this clip, Joe Patrick's doing the play-by-play, and Lyle Bremser's providing the color.
The only indication, an offside against the Sooners. Nebraska takes it. It's first down, 5 yards to go now on Nebraska's 32. Hand off to Thunder. Thornton finds a hole in the middle. He's on the run. He's made the ball away. Needs the block, and he's got it. The 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, and he's over. Thunder Thornton with a touchdown. He's seen those throws play ball, Joe. He threw away the football as he went over the goal line.
They marked that one the 32-yard line, which would mean a 68 yard run, and that I get him confused trying to think back. I think was the Kansas State game that Thornton opened it up, was it, and ran the distance about the same play right up the middle, and all at once there it was, wide open for him. He got the block that he needed. He didn't the man didn't get knocked down, but he was slowed up enough that Thornton could outleg him.
Now that was on the road too.
Yes,
was it not? That was down in Norman.
That was in Norman, and like I said, as I recall from that game, Oklahoma got down on Nebraska's goal line, very near the goal line, and fumbled. So when it, Oklahoma probably should have won that game, and During that time, I think Bud Wilkinson lost to Nebraska, I want to say, three times.
Mm-hmm.
And two of those losses came at the hand of Bill Jennings. So.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
And Bill Jennings never regarded as one of the great
exactly.
Nebraska football coaches.
Exactly. Well, the problem is Wilkinson beat him like 17
yeah.
times.
We don't talk about that.
No.
Let's move on to, this would be 4 years later. Okay, now we're 2 years into the Devaney era, and this is a 1964 season, so I guess it would have been the third year of the Devaney era. And another play-by-play guy who a lot of Lincolnites loved a lot. I know Chuck Stevens here at KFOR speaks very fondly of Bob Zenner, who was at KLIN at the time and doing the games, and definitely had a distinctive style.
Yeah, Bob, from what I understand, I talked to a gentleman who is in Texas now, and he told me about Bob Zenner, and he told me that when Bob passed away, the state reacted very similarly when Brooke Beringer passed
yeah,
away.
Well, he was only 30-some years old.
Yeah.
Very young man, cancer, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I know there's some records, there's some old LPs out there from 1962, I want to say, to 65, where Bob Zenner's, doing the highlights. This particular clip, the 1960 Nebraska-Missouri games were known for their hard-hitting. Those two teams just got after each other. And I know, even though they were always very cordial publicly, Dan Devine and Bob Devaney were pretty good rivals with one another. And in this particular clip makes me laugh because it's played in Lincoln. Nebraska would win the game 9-0 on a touchdown pass to Kent McLuhan, and then Langston Coleman would get a safety. But there was a series of measurements that went Nebraska's way. They would always, third and short, went Nebraska's way. And every time it was just by a little bit and by a little bit. And apparently Dan Devine got a little irritated by this, and he sent a Missouri coach on the Nebraska sideline to keep an eye on the chain gang. Well, I can understand if you want to send somebody on the opposing sideline to keep an eye on the chain gang. I'm not so sure that it would be an assistant coach. And, of course, Bob Devaney notices this assistant coach on his sideline, and,
here's how Bob calls it.
There you go.
Let's hear this.
Yeah.
Bob Zenner from the 1964 Nebraska-Missouri game.
The ball is at the 27.5-yard line. Missouri is sending a coach over to the sideline markers to check the field sticks, apparently. Tucker back to throw. Pass is intercepted at the 21 by Ken Boston across the 35, the 40. Still running at the 45 and is brought down near midfield by Bob Hahn. The second big interception of the day for the Missouri Tigers. Ken Boston, a real Tiger in every sense of the word in that defensive backfield for Missouri. Now Missouri has the football at its own 45. Now apparently what happened is Coach Dan Devine was displeased about that first down call, so he sent one of the coaches over on the eastern sidelines in front of a Husker bench to talk about the measurements over there. And Coach Bob Devaney's down there talking to the Missouri coach. He says, get on your own side of the field. And we've got a first-class rhubarb. The Husker bench is complaining that a Missouri coach is on their side of the field. Coach Dan Devine sent one of his aides over across the way, unhappy about the measuring in the game. And tempers are flaring just a bit. And they're sending the Missouri coach back across the field. And listen to the crowd. Coach Bob Devaney apparently has won the argument.
We got a first-class rhubarb.
First-class rhubarb.
I love how those guys used to love to really work the crowd mics.
Well,
you know, really work the crowd mics hard.
I suspect one of the reasons Bob Devaney was so upset is his quarterback just threw an interception, and then he turns around and he sees a Missouri coach on his sideline.
Oh, man.
So,
yeah, it displeased Dan Devine. I like that.
Yeah.
That was Bob Zenner. Paul Jacobson is with us today. He's got a terrific collection of Nebraska football video and audio recordings, and with Nebraska Idol this Saturday, we're filling the void a little bit with some memories from years past. We'll come back and hear some more vintage Nebraska play-by-play clips when we come back on Lincoln Live after this. Welcome back to Lincoln Live. Ward Jacobson with my guest Paul Jacobson from Wahoo, and he is a big Husker fan, and he is a big collector of Nebraska football video and audio recordings. Over 1,000 hours, right, on the audio?
I'm guessing. I know there's over 1,000 hours. It just could be up in the 1,200 range by now.
How much video do you have, Paul?
Oh, I've got a good portion of video as well.
Yeah. There's something I want to make sure I mention this because we can't spend a lot of time on it, but there's something that's going to be coming that will be of great interest to Nebraska football fans, HuskerLegends.com.
HuskerLegends.com is something that just developed within the last few days. And
well, that is new.
Yeah, it's very new. And what it is there's a group in Omaha that I met through former Husker Jerry Murtaugh, and they are working on jumping through all the legal hoops as far as copyright and so forth to get my tapes available to the public. And so, unfortunately, right now, all you really get are these little clips, such as, you know, what we're doing today. But hopefully down the line, we can get all this stuff available to the public.
So you'll have to be sure to let us know when that's up and going. And,
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
HuskerLegends.com. So if they go to that website now?
As far as I know, that website is not up right now.
Okay. Yeah. But coming soon to a computer near you.
Yeah, right? We hope so.
Well, that sounds exciting. Let's move on to, oh boy, this is a great era of Nebraska football. 1970 season, Nebraska and USC.
Yeah, this is Nebraska's first national championship season, and this particular run, particular call, Lyle is to me at his very best. And in 1969, the year earlier, USC had beaten Nebraska. USC is rated number 3 during this game, and Lyle has an excitement because we're playing the number 3 team in the nation on their field, and when a big play happens, Lyle really lets it go, and this is really a good call.
Joe Orduna makes him happy here.
Absolutely.
Second and 8, and the Cornhuskers now have Orduna at the I-back. Snice is at fullback. Johnny Rogers is at the wingback or the wide receiver. And there's a quick pitch out to Orduna, who's running the right side. He got a good block. He's breaking over the right side. He's going to the 45, to the 40, the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 15, the 10, the 5. He's in there.
You could hear the excitement. I mean, there was a guy who just loved what he was doing.
He was yelling when that went on. Yeah, that was really – the 1970 USC tape that I have of Lyle Bremser is full of classic calls. I mean, there's fourth down stops. There's interceptions. There's this long run. The 1970 USC game at Nebraska should have won. It was a 21-21 tie. That's definitely one of my favorite tapes to listen to.
Was this the following week then, the Minnesota game that we're going to hear next?
I believe so. No. They played Army, and then they went to Minnesota.
Okay.
And this particular call here isn't so much Lyle Bremser, it's Dave Blackwell.
Who is his – Dave Blackwell was doing color for what, about 6-7 years maybe?
That could be. I know I have a partial game of the 67 Missouri game.
Yeah.
And
maybe longer than that. I made
a
short
and I know I've got
there.
Some stuff in 72 of Dave Blackwell. Dave Blackwell, as I listen to these tapes, he's really a cut-up. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really makes some funny comments every once in a while. And he also makes the – He makes light of Joe Arduna's passing ability here, even though it works out for the best.
1970 Huskers Minnesota game. Let's
listen. A little further if you'd run a fly pattern. All right, second and 9 for Nebraska. They sprint men left and right, and Taggy pitches out over there to Arduna, who's going to throw into the end zone. Little guy angles, touchdown. Ingles was so alone, he could have sat down and knit one and purl two. He just was all by
himself, and Orduna threw that ball like a falling leaf into that wind, and all guy could do was just stand there and wait. And it must have been an interminable wait, but it finally fell in his hands, but there was nobody close. Try for the point. It's up and it's good. And it's 21-7. Nebraska leads in this first quarter with a minute and 50 seconds left to play. Dave Fitzpatrick, that's something to see.
I'll tell you, that's the worst thrown pass I've ever seen in my life. And it kind of reminds you that the pheasant season opens in Nebraska November 7th. I tell you, Orduna threw it in the air. They picked it up on radar, I think, at the Minneapolis airport. It's the worst thrown pass I've ever seen. But Engels was so alone that, he looked like one of those Dentine commercials or something.
It's like he'd scripted that out beforehand. That's great stuff.
Yeah, Blackwell really had some good comments. And I didn't bring it because the audio needs some work. In 1972 against Colorado, believe it or not, Colorado fans are having trouble because they're throwing snowballs on the field.
What a shock.
A shocker. And he makes some comment about, well, the security's not very good here. I swear that the fans could steal the field and the police wouldn't even see it. So Blackwell's got a lot of good lines in some of these games.
Let's move ahead to the 1972 season now. This is Minnesota-Nebraska again, 2 years later, and this is Lyle Bremser again, but you say this is one that really doesn't get heard too often, if at all.
This is one that I just recently discovered from a contact in California, and as far as I know, that this has not aired anywhere except the original broadcast. And this is Johnny Rogers' Heisman Trophy season, and this particular punt return, I know some people may have seen the film of it, is where Johnny decides to turn around and run backwards the last 10 yards.
Very innovative.
Yeah.
For the time.
For the time. Now that's nothing. But, yeah. From what I understand, that did kind of irk Bob Devaney a little bit.
I think I might have been at this game. I'll listen to this. I'm anxious to hear this.
Sure.
So Randall will have to kick out of his own end zone. The ball is on the 12, fourth down. Randall kicking. He got his kick away, and it's a boomer. Rogers chases it over to the right. It bounds it to the 38. He picks it at the 38. He's running to his right, trying to get blocking. He's to the 45. He's to the 40. The 35. The 30. He's all the way home. Man, woman, and child. He ran in backwards. How do you like that? Johnny the Jet Rogers. Oh, mother. Holy Toledo, he backed in. He turned around and backed into the end zone. He had that kind of blocking, but he did some running on his own, I'll tell you. At about the 45 of Minnesota, he was running in and out of the hands of people at about that point. But how that kid can pick him up and lay him down, and I don't know how he does it, but as Paul Giel said at the halftime, he is a super athlete. He went all the way from the 38, and here's the point, and it's anticlimactic as Sanger kicked it through as Johnny Rogers went 62 yards with a gorgeous thing of beauty.
You know, the great thing about Lyle Bremser, Paul, is you could sense when he was more relaxed when the game was at hand.
Oh, sure.
When Nebraska had it won.
Oh, definitely.
And you could get that tenseness in his voice too when it was tight, and I think that's why a lot of fans liked him, because he felt like just like they were doing the game.
Absolutely. In fact, that's, you bring up a very good point, because I can definitely tell when the game is tight and it's an exciting game, because he is really talking fast, and I mean you can really sense the pressure of the moment when Lyle's going.
Man, that was good. That's 1972. That was Johnny Rogers' Heisman Trophy season, that wonderful year he had. And backing into the end zone was just unheard of then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I bet he got chewed out pretty good.
I'm pretty sure he did, from what I remember about that. And I'm pretty sure but it didn't stop him, because I think he did it like the next week on a reverse. So
we're going to skip ahead here because we are running short on time. We're going to have one more Lyle Bremser cut. And this goes up, this is one of the last years. I guess Lyle did games up until through the 83 season, 80, right?
83 was his last year.
83 was his last year. This was 1980. And, the 1980 Nebraska-Oklahoma game, did we let that one slip away?
Yeah,
we did. That was my freshman
magic
year.
Yeah.
But this was early in the game, as I recall.
This was, Nebraska was kind of mired down on their own end of the field, and they had a penalty in there, and they were just kind of struggling to get untracked, and then Jarvis Redwine broke loose on this long run.
I was definitely at this game as a college freshman.
All right, the ball is on the left hash mark. Second and 10. Huskers with the ball. Their own 11-yard line. No score first quarter. Jeff Quinn calls the count at the line of scrimmage. Lined up in the eye. He's sliding down the line to the right. He pitches off to Redwine. Redwine's around the corner to the 20, to the 25, the 40, 35, the 40, the 45, the 50, the 40, the 30. Bye-bye. Don't look back, Jarvis. Put it in there. And child, marvelous Jarvis just went 89 yards down the right sideline. Steve Hayworth had a shot at him, number six for Oklahoma, but Jarvis just outran him. He scared me to death when he turned around and looked at him and waved, because I've seen guys fall down doing that. I held my breath, but Jarvis was all the way home, and this crowd just went goofy woofy. I'll tell you, it was some burst of speed down that right side of the field. And it was Andre Franklin who threw that mighty block over there, 89 yards. Holy Toledo! I thought they would never get on track down deep, but when they got on track, it was a boomer on the Sooner.
You know, and that's to the point there, and I'll make one critical remark, Lyle Bremser. Now, there sure. He almost, it was a manufactured man, woman, and child. It's almost like he thought, I haven't said man, woman, and child yet.
Sure.
It had gotten to the point where people wanted to hear that so often, and I'm sure he heard that all the time.
You know,
he had to sneak it in there.
Yeah, Lyle had a lot of phrases that I wish some people would use, and they're timeless. Holy Toledo, oh brother, oh mother, smackaroo. He had a lot of phrases that were very descriptive that are good even today.
Well, then they were spontaneous, too, and I think that's the big... So much of what you hear today is not.
Absolutely.
And I think ESPN is at fault. SportsCenter is at fault for a lot of that.
Sure.
But, yeah. That just took me right back. We did go woofy-goofy or goofy-woofy, whatever
said.
That was crazy.
Yeah, the stadium was rocking a little bit. Going back to some of the video I have, you can see the camera shake from the crowd noise. So.
Well, Paul, we wish you well on getting things rolling, whatever is going to happen eventually with HuskerLegends.com. If that happens, when it happens,
sure.
People are going to be very happy about that because they'll be able to hear all of this stuff.
Sure. I guess if I can add one thing, if anybody has tape stuck in their closet somewhere and would like to make it have a chance to make it available to the public, they can send me an email at cornhuskerjake@hotmail.com. And, we'll try to work something out where we can get some of these old tapes restored. And it doesn't matter whether it's Lyle Bremser or Dick Perry or Don Gill. We'd kind of like to keep the history of Nebraska football, available to the public and preserve some of this
stuff. I'd say the more voices, the merrier.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
Absolutely.
And, with Dick Perry passing earlier this year, and we talked a lot about that because, of course, he did the games on KFOR.
Sure.
Tragically, there's a lot of that tape that's just not out there.
It's funny you say that because I've contacted some of the radio stations, and they just don't really have anything.
Yeah.
The stuff I'm getting are from people who, fans, who recorded them, stuck them in their closet, forgot about them. Full games, partial games, anything like that. And that's where a lot of this stuff has come from.
Cornhusker Jake, all one word.
All one word.
At hotmail.com.
Right.
That's how you get a hold of Paul Jacobson if you want to share some Husker vintage tapes that you may have. Paul, thanks so much.
This was fun. I enjoyed it.
I really appreciate all the work you did to put these clips together. It was fun to go back. Paul Jacobson from Wahoo with his vintage Nebraska audio collection. And that's Lincoln Live. I'm Ward Jacobson. Enjoy the week off, but we hope we filled a little void here today. Thanks for listening.